Good morning. Welcome to the Port Ludlow Drainage District Commissioners meeting. And for those of you who may be listening in, we meet every month, the second Thursday at 10 o'clock here at the Beach Club. So we welcome you. And this is our May 14th meeting number 0349. And I'm the chair. Dean Cole, and we'll start the meeting with roll call. Mike Nielsen
Present.
and Stacy.
Clear. Gray and Osborne.
And Lee, our administrator,
Hello.
Lee Christensen, is here this morning. So, we're going to start with the agenda, which is available to anybody who would like to look at it on our website. First of all, we have approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
Can I have a item attached to the agenda?
Sure.
I don't know where you want to put it. It's up to you, but it has to do with the report that Stacy put together from Gray and Osborne, dated April 10th, 2026, having to do with the Pope outfall. So I'd like to discuss that and the previous drainage district inventory from a memorandum of 2000. Well, it's from our webpage anyway. That I'd like to discuss that if we could.
Okay, how about we put that as an eight under new business? Have a
Okay.
8A
Okay.
discuss.
The April 10th, 2026, Gray and Osborne memorandum dealing with the Honduras insurance replacement cost.
All right, I'm writing that down as we speak. Anything else? Anything else?
And then, yes, one other thing I'd like to talk about, the PLDD contacts and vendors list. That would be
Okay.
advised on.
All right. Let's see. Let's put that under
Old biz.
old business. Call it 7C. 7C.
Okay.
PLDD.
Hold on.
Contact us, sir. Yep. Okay.
Contact list. Okay.
Okay, then I move to approve the agenda as stated.
And I'll second that. So the agenda is approved. I'll say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Agenda is approved. And any commissioner communications?
Yes, I have something.
Okay.
This past Tuesday evening, I went to the first newly revised Chimicum Drainage District meeting. It was a special meeting held at the local public library. Those in attendance were Heidi Eisenhower and their new trustees, which are Chuck Boggs. You don't need to write this down.
Okay.
Commissioner Christoph Sims, or he goes by Chris, and Commissioner Crystal Taggart. They had a full agenda for about an hour and 40 minutes, and they went from everything from introductions. They selected the new chairperson, who is now Crystal Taggart. She conducted the meeting quite nicely. Let's see here. They talked about potential actions for what their chair and vice chair does and doesn't do. They had a very good training session on Open Public Meeting Act by Carolyn. I don't know Carolyn's last name, but she's a clerk to the Board of County Commissioners. And she did a very nice job with presentations and providing information. They went further into, after that, into their talking a little bit about their budget interim management activities with the conservation district, how the conservation district will help them. I think they're going to link a web page, a site for that drainage district on the conservation district. And they talked about their 2028 elections. And Lee, they may be contacting you on that.
Okay.
They're familiar with you and your name, and I was bragging on you just to let you know
Namaste,
how the processes you went through
okay.
with collecting names, making sure people were registered voters, how they own the property. From that point, they talked about their development of an assessment process. So I went over a little bit about how Jeff Chapman's office, the assessor, will help with that. But once they put their budget together, they have to turn that into the county. And then they were talking about how they're going to set up their communications plans, either through internet web page or stay with
Conservation.
the conservation district or whatever. But they're going to kind of tiptoe around for a little bit. And from that point, Carrie, I gave them your name and your company's information. As an engineering company, they may be using somebody else, but if you get a call, you know it came from us here,
Okay.
and we'll see how that comes out. So it was a very, very thoughtful meeting, a very well planned out meeting. And I think Heidi Eisenhower did a very good job of coaching them and moving them forward. And Heidi Eisenhower is the District 2 Jefferson County Commissioner. So I was very pleased to see where they're going. They have your name, Dean, they have my name, and they have Lee's name. So if you get a phone call, they may be asking you some questions and go from that way, which relates back to last night. I thought you had some very good comments for the what's her name?
Janie, and not Janie, Jani, isn't it?
Anyway, the woman who is running for county commissioner, it
Yeah.
slips my mind right now.
Yeah.
So you're an idea guy.
Angie.
Angie, so you're a good idea guy. So, and I told him that. So,
Oh,
go from that point. All
thank
right.
you.
May not get a call, but all your names have been put out there.
Okay.
And yeah, that's all I have for that report.
So, Commissioner, you said that their elections will begin in 2028. So they really have a advanced time here to kind of put all the ducks in a row.
Yes.
And is so how big a territory is it? How many acres is
It
the
is basically the Chimicum Valley, everything along Beaver Valley Road, and there's two streams that run out through there, and that is the drainage district. If you want, I can get a copy of the map from Heidi, and if you want to see that.
Oh no, I was just curious how big a
There's
district.
350 lots in their drainage district. And I think out of that 350, they figure they're going to get about 500 registered voters. And I was trying to explain to them, and I'm not real attuned with it. They'd have to read the regulations and or talk to Lee because she's more versed at this than I about how each property, if there's multiple owners, you get at least two votes.
That's the way the was stated here for this district.
Well,
I don't know.
it's the regulations for special purpose
Is
drainage
it
districts.
okay?
Yeah.
Well, then that's the way it is.
So Heidi was aware of that, and it's going from there. So they're going to probably try to run their own elections. I don't know if they're going to do it in, by a balloting area for somebody to come in and poll, or if they're gonna do it by mail, but they're talking about that. I did explain to them how expensive that's a big hit on our organization when we go through that. And I said if we had some competition running for that, would it be even extremely more expensive?
Right. I'm assuming because it's in the valley, there's some property owners because it seems to be a little farming down that
It's
valley.
all farming down
So
the whole thing.
it's based on size of your property.
Well, they talked about developing their assessment process and how they would do that. They have a copy of how we did it here. John, who worked with our district initially setting it up with the Grant Osborne folks, I think, was it Nancy that helped set that up, or was it
Yeah,
Barry?
I think so. I
And
think it's
so
Nancy.
they, John, very intuitive and will help them out with this.
Yeah.
He lives next door to Eisenhower. Heidi
I
Eisenhower.
said,
So
okay.
they have an advantage there. So they'll get set up however they
Yeah.
choose to do it. But yes, because their discussions now, we've already had some discussion, because people who live up the hill feel that they shouldn't have to be as much responsible. But as we all know, the water starts uphill
That's right.
and it collects down below.
That's right.
So we can't dump it all on the people down below. So
Yeah.
anyway, they'll work.
Oh, okay.
It's up to them.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm sure. I'm glad that they've asked you to be involved in their discussions. I'm sure you put forth some valuable information about the drainage district. What what they might expect and all the things that you're very good at. So I'm glad that they've asked you to attend, or you just go on your own.
No, I was asked to be there by Heidi,
Yeah.
if I could be there. I met with on, let's see, April 29th, I met with Heidi Eisenhower, Sierra. I don't remember Sierra's last name. She's the boss of the conservation district.
Oh,
Have you heard of
okay.
that? And also, with Crystal Taggart and Heidi at the county commissioner's office, and I went over some real detailed information, specifically about our insurance and how the county pays our bills and how we have to turn in our vouchers and that process. And they took notes on it.
Well,
So,
good, good.
yeah. So
Well,
yeah, that was a very productive meeting. And then at that time, they had asked me to come to their first meeting.
Yeah, I'm glad you're involved, Commissioner. You have a lot to offer in terms of giving them some guidance. So they're smart to get you involved in their formative years here. They were a district, and then we'll get off of this, that they were a district at one time and they just dissolved.
My understanding, they started their district back in the early 70s, and not much past that, they went into hiatus and just didn't run it because they couldn't get the people to participate in the community, similar to what we're running into here. But they seem to have a really good motivational group, with especially through influence through the conservation district. Because the conservation district has been taking care of some of that drainage system through there.
I see. Okay.
Been removing, what I think it's called, canary grass and some trees, and opening up the beaver dams that are, backlogging in there and stuff like that. And they've been working with the Department of Natural Resources and Fish and Game to get that taken care of.
Yeah, well, they only have 500 registered voters, so I think we have a little over 1,000. I don't know.
Something like that. Well, 350 lots, but two people could
Yeah, they
vote.
did a count out the other day, and they got around five, they at least 500,
500
if
people.
they're registered voters. But most of the people live in that area or own that are known that own the property in that area. So yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for that report.
You're welcome.
It's good that you're involved with that so that we keep abreast of what's going on. Any other discussion under Commissioner Communications? Hearing none, we're going to move to public comment. Is there any public comment?
I don't think there's anybody else on here.
Moving to consent, consent agenda. Is there any discussion about the consent agenda? If
Well,
not,
if it's been amended, which I see it has been here, I didn't recheck what the total number should be from.
well, I thank you for pointing out my errors, and on top of the one you didn't point out, the LMC. So both of those numbers are wrong. Well, the payroll is correct, but the services is incorrect. So I contacted the county last night during my 9:30 p.m. panic, and they responded this morning saying, "Oh, we've already printed the checks. She's going to check with Lacey, who's new, is going to check with Noam, who's not new, and see if they can rerun up, or we just deal with Tristan and call that an overage and pick it up next month." So that would be on the payroll, and then the LMC, I'm sure we can. Bottom line, we don't have to do is echo sign that all to you, because the one I have ready to print out has the amended payroll, which
yep.
shouldn't have been amended. So I'll go ahead and email echo sign those out to you. And you would be able to return those to me before Monday.
Okay, well, my motion would be is this, and you may want to record this, is that I will approve the consent agenda, in particular with the amendments to 6B voucher summary, to meet the changes to Ms. Christensen's payroll to $744.81 net, and the Ludlow Maintenance Commission to $81.90 net, whatever the total that may come out to with the entire voucher.
Okay.
It was $81 and what?
90 cents.
Okay.
And I put in 109, which is what it was last.
All right. Is there any other discussion? Then I'll call for the approval of the consent agenda.
Aye.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So it's carried. Old business, Port Ludlow Associates. Commissioner Nielsen, do we want to review any updates of the 70 Breaker Lane lot number?
No, I think in my next.
We have a call on YouTube.
Welcome to our meeting. Do you care to identify yourself? All right, well, we're going through our agenda. We're on old business, and we have discussion on the adjustment of our drainage district boundary, and we're just discussing if there's any update information about that boundary change. I know that Stacy is our engineer is involved with discussions on that. So is there anything further to bring to the board?
Yeah. I don't have anything right now on that, but I'll talk more about the future of District under 7B.
All right, we'll move into at the 7A, we'll move to 7B, the future of the district. Commissioner Nielsen?
I had a meeting the other day with the folks over at the with the Olympic, not Olympic. With the Ludlow Cove Division 1 and 2, and I didn't write down their names, to their presidents. And they are meeting with their boards to discuss our proposal in that recommendation of possibly changing things over to where they would be responsible for their own drainage systems, which again affects the Port Ludlow Associates development in that area under 7A. They seem to be very amenable to it. I was surprised. And I'll have a typed up report to send out to you guys. I just didn't get, I was finished talking to the last fellow yesterday afternoon, finally got in touch with him. And that they seem to be amenable to them themselves, but they haven't talked to their board members yet. But I didn't give them literature so that they can present that to their folks and go from that point. And then I did a little update, and this is it's rough numbers right now. It seems to me that if we turn this system over to the individual homeowners associations, and they ran their own budgets, they're able to meet that within their own HOA guidelines under assessments, which the state would allow them to do if they picked up those sections. There's, and this is where I think we're going to need your help on this, Stacy, to kind of give us some direction on how this was initially set up. Apparently, the drainage district had an agreement with Port Ludlow Associates to where either we as a drainage district or Port Ludlow Associates had the responsibility of those drainage systems. We have a responsibility with the, which we basically two and one, the phase one of Ludlow Cove. That our responsibility is, from what I'm reading, making sure that the entire infrastructure is maintained and cleaned, not replaced. And then with the Ludlow Cove Division 2, which is the 42 homes down there in on the water, our responsibility is just to make sure it's cleaned out in those grates a couple of times a year. But they, the homeowners association, are responsible for maintaining it, but it is owned and final maintenance is with the Port Ludlow Associates. So I don't know where we sit on that, and how we can. Apparently, we have an agreement with Port Ludlow Associates to maintain that Cove 2 section. There, Port Ludlow Associates is responsible for the rest of it, the water flow in it, except everything above ground. The detention ponds and the drainage surface water. So I sent that information to our attorney, and I'm going to let him kind of review it and get back to us. And we probably are going to need some historical information. And Stacy, that's where I think you guys come into play. How on earth the drainage district entered into those convoluted agreements under the easements. With those two organizations, HOAs and PLA. I don't know. Maybe you might have some information back in your records that you could provide us with. I went and looked at meeting minutes, and I didn't catch anything in the meeting minutes from those times when those were being developed. So anything we can, get some research on that is I want to know if we're responsible for the whole system. Or if the homeowners association is responsible for the whole system, or Port Ludlow Associates is responsible for the system, or if we're all three responsible for the system. So I did read the easement information, and I think it's a little bit of us being responsible as a drainage district and Port Ludlow Associates and the homeowner association, but I'm not real clear on it. Because I'm not a legal expert and I'm an or an engineering person and develop any of that stuff. So that's one thing. The second thing is if we were to forego being a drainage district, because there's commercial properties and those homeowners associations in the system, we're talking about $23,000, $24,000 annually that would not go to the system because the HOAs would be responsible for it. So the remainder of the expense would go to Port Ludlow Associates, or not Port Ludlow Maintenance Commission, the HOA here, which has the greater volume of infrastructure. So I know what I'm talking kind of in circles here, but it's something that I found by reading and researching this past 2 weeks. And I want to make sure that we're not on the hook and get put in a bad position to be able to shift all this over to the other HOAs. So that's why I sent it off to Andrew Salving and to see what he has to say about it. And I have not heard back from him yet. So he's probably done some research and reading on all of the documents that I sent over to him. So that's where we're sitting on the future holds right now.
So you said, Commissioner, that they're going to meet with their board and officially bring this up for discussion.
Yes, they will talk to each one of the presidents, Corey and Jay. Jay's with the large HOA, the 42 homes. Corey is his first name, is responsible for the 9 lots on M-Tide Court. And he will talk to those folks about all of that stuff, and then they'll get back to us.
Okay. Any other discussion about this? I'm sure we'll be talking about this in meetings to come.
Yes.
So I think for now, until we get more information, did you plan on meeting with the other HOAs or to see how this one goes
I
on?
don't see how this works out. I haven't talked to any of the condominium HOAs, but they're under the Master Ludlow Maintenance Commission HOA. So I think I'm going to start with Ludlow Maintenance Commission, and we've already, as you know, we've already had some discussion with them, and they said that they can meet in I think June or July, and actually have a roll up the sleeve session with that.
I forget the representative that's been here several times from what's his name from PLA?
Well, Mike Wilson's their general manager. Oh,
Right.
Port Ludlow Associates.
Yeah.
That's Cliff O'Brien.
That's right. Cliff O'Brien. Okay.
And Diana Speedland, I've had phone conversations, and I've walked into the office and chatted with her, but she's pretty much turned this, well, as you see, turned this over to Cliff to take a look at.
Okay, so that's a good idea to turn it over to our legal department to kind of take a look at all this, make sure we go down the right road, and as long as we have them looking at it, that I feel good about that. I don't know if there's any deadlines that we need to be aware of and put in if this does
The
happen.
only deadline was this Greg Brotherton, our county commissioner, was encouraging with this, but he said he'd like to see it done before he goes out of office, which is about 9 months from now. The other thing is I've sent a copy of all of the documentation that have gone to the HOAs through us to all three county commissioners and Josh over at the county administration office. So everybody's got the notice, and they're well aware of it.
All right. Any other discussion?
And the other thing I'd like to say is that, this may not come to fruition, but one thing it's definitely doing is it's getting the ear of the people that need to be aware of that there's a system here that needs to be managed effectively.
Right.
And I think this is a helpful and positive direction to be going with
Yeah.
that.
I'm sure they're not aware of what the investment that's been made here. They probably are surprised when they hear you talk about how much has been invested so far in this
Yeah.
district. Yeah.
Well, and I don't know what it costs to put in those drainage systems in those cove phases 1 and 2, but we know pretty much what it costs to put the other infrastructure in because we had Gray Osborne actively involved with that and putting all this information together in
Yeah,
there.
right.
So, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Any other discussion? Stacy, do you have any comments about or questions or
No,
things you
I
want to
can.
bring to the attention of the board?
I can try to hunt around maybe Dr. Nancy about the history of what you were reading at the beginning part of this topic.
So I'll let you know if I find anything there.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We're going to move to 7C, PLDD contact list. In discussion about the contact list that Lee put together, that
Yeah, I'd like to thank Lee for doing this. I really appreciate it.
a lot of this was Mary. So,
Well, but you went and revised it. The
yeah.
only thing I would take out on here is that no longer needed the Peninsula Legal Service.
Okay.
But that's me. So it's,
No,
I'm not the only one
I
making
think
that decision.
she's gone anyways. She's not in business anymore.
And then let's see here.
Oh, I had a question.
Yeah, on the list for Jefferson County elections, you have Quinn's name in there still,
I
and
understand she's a consultant.
I was going to throw that out. I just knew that.
Oh.
I thought she had left. And then Heidi had said at the meeting the other night that she is using her as a consulting
Yeah.
person, and may have misunderstood it, but it sounded like she may be coming back. So that I thought that was a plus. And I think like this whole thing you put together is extremely well done. So thank
Thank
you.
you. A question.
Yeah.
You had asked me about the administrative assistant for Josh Peters. I could not find that at all. Not on the staff directory, not on their page.
Called Josh's office.
Okay.
I can't remember her name. I just met her probably about a
Wendy?
month ago. Wendy something, but yeah.
Housekeeper? That's why.
That could be it. Yeah.
Okay. That's why I put her name in here in red with a question
Yeah,
mark.
just give that office a call. Tell
Okay.
them who you are and what you're doing, and they're great people down there.
And then when I went to go look on their staff directory, the election people were on there.
They changed that whole website and they took a lot of names out of
Yeah.
it. And I think the reason they did that, and the drift I got, was that people were calling those individuals and wanting
Yeah.
something done, but they're not capable of doing that. It's the
Right.
department head. So, but
Okay.
it's the way it is right now.
Well, I wasn't sure with some of their cost saving measures if they were still there.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, no,
okay.
real good job.
So any further discussions? Hearing none, I don't think we need a motion to accept the director.
Yeah. It's just,
All right, then we'll move on. To give my congratulations to you too.
Oh, thank you.
Nice job.
Like I said, Mary started
But
this
it's
by
pretty
herself.
comprehensive, so it's for future directories, they'll take what you've done here in the future and use it as a guide. So
Okay.
a good job. Any new business
other than the insurance replacement? That's all I have,
Okay.
or costs.
Number nine, financial reports.
I wanted to
First,
talk about this report that Stacy put together.
oh yeah,
And
eight. I'm sorry.
our current
You
inventory.
call that 8A. I'm
Can we
sorry.
see Stacy's smiling face again?
I don't think she's smiling any time we're
Yeah,
talking
she's look
about this.
at that.
More work
Uh,
for
we're going to discuss the April 10th, 2026 memorandum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stacy, great job on this report to get out that information on the insurance. I noticed in the factor that you used in here for the CCI, which is Construction Cost Index, which is based in the Greater Seattle area. I assume that's their
Correct.
index, and we apparently fall into that. You had an increased factor at this point of 1.77. So I'm wondering on In our website, we have an inventory list of all of these components. It starts from the North Bay condominiums back in 2003 and goes up to the Trader Lane drainage improvement to 2015. In fact, the wastewater treatment overflow protection to 2017. And that all came out to between $506,000 with the total a CIP and additional projected district costs only at $977,600. I, Commissioner Cole, I'm just wondering if we should update this entire list at today's current value using that index. And that's why I wanted Stacy's opinion on that. Because if that's the case, we're talking, I think this pushes us up to pretty close to, depends on what number you use, about $1.4 to $1.7 million of replacement. So that's just how I'm thinking. So Stacy, am I off base with this thought?
No, I think that's that makes sense. Normally, how the construction index works is what was the cost at the time of construction, and then multiplying it, looking basically taking these ratios. This cost index is a ratio, really, of what was it back in that year versus what would it be today, and then we multiply that factor by the original cost. So yeah, if we know the original cost, we can update it to today's value.
Well, what I'm wondering if Commissioner Cole, if we could have Stacy's office through Grain Osborne check this list out on our web page, and you probably have all the invoices from the original expense to that to see how accurate they are, and then maybe just plug in that 1.77 calculation to see what today's cost would be if we were to replace that. And there's a twofold. Go ahead.
Can you direct me to where that is on your web page that you're looking at?
I don't have my computer with me, but
Let me
if
see.
you, I think it's on in the inventory page.
PLDD, yeah. PLDD.org.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Boom. Go to about and historic projects, and then go down right up above there. And I can't see from here.
District inventory.
You click on that, see what happens. Well, that's our inventory, but it doesn't have a pricing.
No,
So
they're
go
still.
back. And go to the bottom of the page. Is there any, keep going down. Is there a thing link into there? Nope.
No.
Go to about again. Oh, see project maps and says district inventory.
I think that's our latest update.
That's the same thing. So
Okay.
go back. We'll go to
Oh,
about.
I think I found it. It was in the 2017. Let's see where it's. It actually is in the under projects, and then one of the last links is 2017 CIP recap with
Yeah.
project list.
Okay, so we'll go to about
About. Yeah.
projects
Projects,
and
and
go
then that
down.
last pair, one of the last paragraphs, or well, under projects, right above the
Oh,
capital improvement project list, it says
number
2017
17. Yeah.
CIP recap.
There you go.
Okay,
So
so
that's a two-page pricing document with all the pictures and a caption on the inventory. So I would like to make sure that that's all verifiable and go from that point. And so that's what I would suggest is that we figure out what our current inventory value is if we have to replace it. And the reason I asked this is I knew it was around $1 million, but I was asked by the treasurer of the Ludlow Maintenance Commission what reserves we have for to what do you call it, reserve inventory replacement. We know we have that $140,000 if we need to use that for something. It's not called reserves, it's just an investment account, but that's available for that kind of thing because the Ludlow Maintenance Commission does reserve funds, as well as I'm assuming the other HOAs would do the same thing for replacement costs of certain types of things. And I don't know what a useful life on any of this stuff is, probably 35 to 50 years, I would think. So that's Commissioner Cole, how do you feel about that?
Yes, I think that's a great idea. For a number of reasons. So, Stacy, you think you can do that for us?
Yeah, so and yeah, basically I'll just kind of check in with what provided Enduros recently with the two projects, and then I can essentially just create a new table as shown here, showing what the today's cost would be.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
yeah, because it's partially been done already, for those two. So
It
yeah,
should
I
be
think that
easy.
I like
In
easy.
theory,
Yeah.
it should be easy. I see the date completed. I can look at the construction cost index for that year, what it is this year, and then calculate the price. So hopefully it's an easy Excel calculation.
Splendid. Thank you so very much.
Yes, thank you, Stacy. So it should impact our premium if this is a lot more money than we anticipated for replacement costs for our insurances, will have an impact on our
It may or may not, if we just get the information and go from that point, because my understanding is the insurance company every year has been, whatever our value of our stuff is, since day one, they've been tacking on anywhere from 4 to 5% increase in value of all of those things.
Oh, so maybe built in, huh?
So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. Good work there. Thank you. Financial reports. Mr. Nielsen, do you want to talk about our financial
Sure.
reports?
It's kind of like I'm starting to hog this meeting. I feel embarrassed.
There's only two of us here.
We had a very positive April where we received half of our assessments were paid at $40,000. And so as of year to date, we've received $51,000, about $52,000 in receipts. And we've had disbursements of $23,000. Right now we're under budget for our expenses. And we've had funds and transferred to the income transferred to the investment pool of about $1,800. So our investment pool right now stands around $152,000. So I think that that's a plus. We won't see the next large special assessment until later in the year when that's finally due. But we have right now, let's see, we have actual operating funds. We have $57,000. Pardon me, $91,000. So I think we're going to be the ship for the remainder of the year. We're still getting about 3.8, 3.9% interest on our investment pool, which is pretty good. And if anybody has any questions about our profit and loss statement and expenses, I'm certainly willing to talk about that. But the brief analysis of our reported account balance changes for
Yeah.
April 26 pretty much highlights everything that's going on. This is.
Yeah, those are this. I will post those on the website if I haven't done that yet, the financial reports.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Any other discussion about the financial reports?
I don't have any at this time. I don't see any large expenses coming up. We paid the insurance premium, is that correct?
No.
When does that come up?
That will be in August, and I have an update from Mitch and Enduros. Do you want to go ahead and do that?
Well, if you want to put it on your financial or your own administrative
Can I put it under my own?
reports, yeah. So that's it on the financial. So thank you for that.
All right. Administrative coordinator reports. Lee?
Okay, Honduras. So this is if Stacy, I think you got a copy of this. This is Mitch's response to my thing saying, "Hey, we revalued everything. What's going on?" And so he says he's reviewed it. Have Stacy a question for Stacy if prevailing wage is included. The current scheduled value for the four asset items is 488. The proposed value would decrease to 264,316. It's almost half. He will need the manager's approval to move forward with the decrease in the value of these assets, which will then affect our premium.
He
So
called me and left a message, and then I left him a message yesterday. But his two questions to me were, does it include prevailing wage? And then he wanted to make sure we're okay with the devalue. And so I had just explained in my voicemail to him, never got a call back, but that we go off of these construction index, and basically things were higher costs last year than they were this year, and that's the explanation.
So it's in the works.
So, can you
Okay.
send us a copy of that mail?
Sure. I know you got one.
Yes, I did.
Didn't I forward it to you? Well, I'll forward it to you.
Well, he's Commissioner Cole's responsible. That's under his administrative thing, so that I can understand that. I just like to read it so I understand what's going on. So, for
Sure.
sure, I
Make
think
sure
that's
everyone's
good
there.
work on that.
Yes.
We did that.
Yeah. Well, I got it started anyway.
Yeah.
I think you got it. Finishing up on it, so that's good. Well, it further shows that we are doing our due diligence to for this district. We're on top of things, which makes me feel really good about, what we're doing as a board. So good work. Anything further on that? Anything further, Lee, that you have to talk
It's summer.
about?
Did you brag on yourself, Lee?
Oh, I would never do that.
I think we should brag on you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you'll have that opportunity next month when you do my performance evaluation.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, I just want everybody to know that Lee, have you accepted the job of other mates? Lee has been asked to become the recording secretary for the Ludlow Maintenance Commission. She will do their monthly minutes and whatever other
Oh,
assignments she might be
congratulations.
given. So
Wow.
she now has another job.
Another
Yeah.
diamond in my crown here.
What?
That's it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's good. That's
Thank
good.
you. And thank you for the recommendation and
You're welcome.
referral.
Oh, that came from you, the recommendation.
Well, they contacted me and said, hey, would she be interested? So I sent her an email and she followed up on
Yeah. Well,
it.
good.
She had a long talk with Mike Wilson.
Yeah, as soon as we found out it includes the benefits of the club, including the pool and the gym. So, okay, I can sit around the pool.
Are they paying her the same wages that we pay her to
No.
do that?
That's none of my business.
Oh.
No, not at all. Not even close.
Oh, well, as long as they don't take her away from us. Any other discussion before we adjourn? You have anything
No,
further?
I think.
No. I still haven't contacted Cynthia about the computer issues. I've worked around whatever problem there is, so I'm just, gonna let it ride.
You've been given the go ahead to do it.
Okay, I will when I feel we can handle it because she'd have to come to the house. And so, whatever that looks like. But yeah.
All right. Well, hearing no further discussion or anything to bring up to the board for our May meeting, we will have to ask Commissioner Newsom to stay and sign the documents.
All you're going to sign is the minutes, and then I will email you the updated document thing,
Yeah.
which you will need to get back to me by Monday.
Okay.
Otherwise, I can't pick up the checks.
All right. Any further discussion? Then the.
Thank you, Stacy.
All right. Bye. Have a good day.
And whoever was observing us today, thank you for getting online and watching.
Yes, we appreciate that. The more community involvement, the better. And you know,